All right, go ahead, talk. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast. Do it. You're listening to the Word Bros Podcast. TheWordBros.com. What's up, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Word Bros. Hello.
He is Bob, and I'm Kevin.
Yeah.
We are the Midnight Express of, he's going to hate that. See,
he's going to come out.
I'm going to say it every time, damn it. I'm going to get a tennis racket.
You can be the Midnight Express, and I'll.
We're the podcast where one podcaster is a baby face and the other one's a heel?
Because no, we're just dudes talking about comics and always with the wrestling with you. I don't get it.
Recently I've been watching the WWE stuff.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably why.
Nice. So it's just infected your brain?
For now. Yeah. I'll get over it and watch something else. So something new will come out and it'll be like, ooh, shiny, and I'll watch that. That's how it works.
Hey, squirrel!
Right, exactly. It's exactly how it goes in my brain. So,
well, at least you're honest, though.
I mean, I know. I mean, Lost in Space came out. I was like, oh, I'm going to watch all of this. So I did.
Yeah, I got to get on that.
It's great. Yeah, I liked it. Go ahead.
I said I watched the first episode. I really liked it.
You only watched the first one so far?
Yeah.
When you watch the rest, we'll talk about it, because I think you'll enjoy it, and I don't want to spoil anything, because that's not very friendly of me. I wouldn't be a good friend doing that. Right. But I liked the whole damn thing. It was pretty well done.
Looks cool to me.
There's only one issue I had with it. That's why I said we'll talk about it. But even that was minor. It wasn't anything major, but I like Lost in Space, because Molly Parker was like my lady crush from Deadwood. Did you ever watch Deadwood?
I've seen some of Deadwood, not enough to know what you're talking about, though.
She was the widow on Deadwood. Her husband came out there to stake a gold claim and ends up having something terrible happen to him. In case you ever want to watch that, I don't want to spoil it. Okay. But the character, I forgot her name, but she was like the widow, and she ended up kind of having a shine for Timothy Olyphant, the guy who is Unjustified.
And, love that dude.
He's the sheriff of the town.
Yes.
And so it's kind of, they have a little thing going on. So.
All right. Yeah, I want to check that out. Yeah, Netflix has been good lately. And speaking of good lately, we've got a very great guest today. They're actually our first return guests.
That's true.
That's really odd that we have a return guest. I thought Drew would be the first return guest, our friend Drew Moss. Because, I mean, he's near and dear to us. We love Drew, and he loves us. And we've even talked about, well, we don't have a guest. You just want to talk to Drew? And it's just never come through. We had him scheduled, and it didn't work out. But our first return guests. It's really, really weird for our 40th episode. This is episode number 40.
We've hit a milestone here at Word Bros.
We've had our 40th episode and our first return guests. So we
two milestones.
And we say guests because there's two of them. It's Dave and Scoot from Lion Forge's Wrapped Up. And the trade just came out, so they want to come on and talk about that. So let's get to them without any further ado.
Well, it's late. I keep telling you that.
Scoot, you look so emo because you're wearing black and you've got all black behind you, and you just look like death personified.
Oliver wakes up at 5:30 every day, so
yeah, that's just
like right on the edge of going to bed.
All right, well, we'll get this done quick, boys. We'll get this done quick. Okay?
That means I don't want Dave to piss me off.
I'm already recording. We're recording Word Bros episode number 40 with our first return guests, Dave and Scoot Rob wrapped up. Hey, boys.
Hey.
Chilling, you know.
I can't believe you guys actually wanted to come back on the show. I was so surprised and happy about that.
It's like the Muppet Show of podcasts. We're like, oh, they wanted to come back on.
This was Scoot's idea. I didn't want to do it. But
anyway. Oh, cool. All right. Well, oh, okay.
I'll be honest.
No. All right. Well, that was Dave. We'll see you later, buddy.
No. Thank you for having us. This is awesome. We had a lot of fun last time.
Good, man. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're back.
Cool. Yeah, you and Kevin were cool last time, and a lot of people liked that pod. They said it was funny, and you guys just did a good interview. So
yeah,
it was cool.
That was all you guys. You guys are the talent.
You guys carried us. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad for you.
Hopefully, we don't disappoint everyone and run it this time.
You guys will be fantastic.
No pressure.
So the trade's out for Wrapped Up. Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah. Last week.
Nice. Well, congratulations. How's that working out for you?
It's been awesome. Yeah. It's we're always kind of saying it's since the trade's out, it's like kind of a different market because it's going to be in libraries and schools and stuff. So it's going to be accessible to way more people than it was just in regular comic shops. So we're really excited to just have everything together, and it's cool. We're excited. We sold a lot at C2E2. People seem to be digging it. We met a lot of little fans and stuff. It was great.
Isn't that the best thing in the whole wide world, like meeting little fans, like the little dudes that dig the book, the little dudes and dudettes?
Yeah. It's the best. Scoot and I kept getting all these, like, kids are bringing up drawings for us and stuff, and it was great. Oh,
that's great.
Well, yeah. Because you can't, like, a kid won't lie to you. They'll be completely honest. Like, right now, my son is obsessed with, have you guys seen the Narwhal books that are out?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they're fantastic. I'll send you guys a link to it, but it's about a narwhal and his little jellyfish friend, and it's a little comic. I think it's by Ben Clayton, I think is narwhal. His name.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just great, and my son loves it, and, like, he couldn't fake that reaction.
Oh yeah.
Like if I was like, hey, let's read this book, he'd be like, nah, son, I'm good. But like he's super into it. And that's the best part about doing kids' comics, is just like it's almost instant gratification. Like if a kid picks it up at the table and sees it and they dig it right off the bat, they're gonna love it forever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
And the cool thing about the trade is you know, a lot of kids now are getting used to like reading the story all at once, or reading like Captain Underpants or like these other books where you read a graphic novel. So like the floppy issues are like kids, like Bob, you and I talked about this at Gem City with Monty, like kids want like more, you know?
Yeah.
So when they see a thicker, a bigger book, they're getting more. They want that. They want the whole story, even though Sammy too, but Wrapped Up is each individual issue can like stand on its own. If you read them all together, you start to understand the characters, and there are things that pop up and jokes that pop back up. So I think kids kind of dig that. They don't feel like they're missing out. They can sit there with that volume one and then catch right up wherever the issues are.
Yeah, buddy. So now is this thing going to continue on in floppies as well? How many more you guys got coming out?
Yeah. What is issue six? Was it issue six?
Yeah.
Came out the same day as volume one.
Word.
So yeah, we got some more coming at you. And then awesome. Volume two, I think it's out early October, I think. So a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's what we saw. Like, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I never know. It's just like the closer it gets to one of these books coming out, it's like, oh, hey, that book's out next month. Like, I never know. Dave always stays up on all that stuff.
So well, I don't know. It's important.
But you sit in your dark cave and draw. Yeah. Draw, monkey.
Yeah, that's it, pretty much. Yeah, Dave doesn't keep me in the loop with anything. I think probably for the better, because I would just be getting angry with him left and right.
No, that's important. Fun.
I try to prevent as much communication with Scoot as possible.
Yeah.
Also fun.
It seems to be working out. Like, we haven't been at each other's throats a lot lately, so.
Also fun.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a good man.
What?
I know.
You're breaking character here, boys.
The therapy is working, Dave.
No, it's been good. So since last time we did your podcast, it was great. We had fun. But we got some notes back from Lionforge, and we're kind of like, how do I phrase this? We're like legally obligated to get along now. So they hired what's called a creative, what is it? Creative, like, moderator type.
Yeah, he's like a guru.
There's this dude that at C2E2, we intentionally didn't put him in photos, but he's this dude who has to sit between us and basically like make sure that we don't like argue or, you know, break up the band.
Okay.
It's been pretty miserable, but it's getting better. Scoot's, I could start seeing the light in Scoot, you know, it's great.
So yeah, and Dave trimmed his beard a little bit, so that's always good.
he cut the food out of his beard.
He doesn't scare the kids as much now.
That's awesome.
Like, see, Kevin's got a nice trimmed beard I can see over there.
It's all dye jobbed. Kevin's all dyed.
Always hating. See all that hate I get? Like, we just need to do a tag up. Like, me and Scoot versus Dave and Bob. Like, that needs to be
the
tag up.
We can't do that anymore, so we would. But
because I would say that I think the teams would make more sense have the beards versus the non-beards, right?
That's fine. I'm good with any team against you.
Oh, man. The tables have turned.
Any enemy of Scoot is a friend of mine.
You boys talk so silly, but you love each other so much.
Legally, yeah. We have to say yes, we love each other.
So do we, to keep the podcast going.
Yeah.
We'll be in Ann Arbor in June together again. So yeah. If people want to come by and see, you know, this genuine partnership, you know, in action, please stop by the table and get a sketch from me and don't buy anything from Dave.
No.
I don't play.
Buy something from Dave. Do it. It's a nice show. Are they going to put you guys at the same table, or has Dave requested you guys be split apart?
Well, he did, but I requested we be next to each other, so they're going to put us next to each other. Yeah.
Nice.
No, it'll be cool. That's always a good show.
Yeah, that is fun.
For people who don't know, there's a comic show in Ann Arbor. It used to be called Kids Read Comics Festival, but it's called the Ann Arbor Comics Art Festival now, mm-hmm. And it's in the Ann Arbor like District Library. It's rad. It's just pretty much all like all ages, and there's actually like kid creators, like young kids, like selling their comics and stuff too. It's rad. We're really excited to do it. I've done it the past like 3 years, and it's always fun.
You and I met there last year, as a matter of fact.
It was awesome. Yep.
Yeah, because I did it last year. It was a really cool show, man. Yeah, Ann Arbor is a really great town. Like, it's a super fun town. If you want legal weed, Ann Arbor is the place to go. They have more marijuana dispensaries in Ann Arbor than any place I've ever been before in my whole life. It's amazing. Like, every corner, it's like, hey, man, I got a little, my back hurts.
I literally took a drink of water and, like, coughed when you said that. it's not an admission of anything. Yeah. I look like I do drugs. I don't. And everywhere I go, I get offered drugs, and people ask me if I have them. I get it, though. Like, I just look like a dude who's just lazy and eats a lot of snacks.
The wizard. You're the wizard.
Yeah. The wizard of drugs.
Wizard of drugs.
I just live, like, the lifestyle of a stoner, but, like, a drug-free version of that.
Okay,
I see. I'm, like, unkempt. I'm lazy. I forget everything. I eat a lot of snacks. I smell bad. Pretty much all those things.
You're taking away all my lines.
You can't see because this is audio, but I always have stink lines around me.
Like, he's like Pigpen.
See, Dave's stealing all my material that I use against him, and he's just using it on himself now.
That's the best way to do it, though, because if you say it, then you've got nothing left, because all you can go is,
yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you stink.
Dave actually smells good. He smells like chocolate chip cookies. If you're
near. Wow. You know what? I did notice that last year when you walked by our table. I was like, I smell cookies baking.
Yeah. The kids follow him. He's like the Pied Piper. He walks around the con.
I have, like, you know, like old detectives have those like things they keep, like Dirty Harry keeps like a gun in a holster. Mm-hmm. I have like a cookie holster under my clothes.
It's like a dispenser of cookies. You're like,
pretty much. But I mean, I don't know if you want to eat those because they've been like, you know, brushed
in your armpit. In your armpit, right?
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Armpit cookies. It
smells great. But,
I mean, sometimes, though, when you're having that sugar rush and you got it, you need a cookie, I'll take an armpit cookie.
Yeah, let me know, dude. Let me know. I'll hook you up.
Word?
Come through, dude.
Don't sell drugs, but you sell armpit cookies. I got all the finest armpit cookies. Dude,
any snacks you want, anyone who's listening to this, if you ever see me in real life, I'm always holding snacks. Hit me up. I'll set you up.
What kind of snacks are you proffering here, Dave?
I freestyle. I'm off. It's all over the place, you know.
All right, so you did have a lot of snacks at C2E2, like that's behind the
reason, that's the
table.
Only reason I do comic shows is to eat snacks all day. That's literally the only reason.
All right, so what is your go-to snack then?
just for like life.
Yes. What is your go-to? I'll give you. What is your go-to like sweet? What is your go-to like carb snack? What I'll give you a chip and a sweet.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I don't know, because I've been grooving on a lot of Trader Joe's snacks lately.
Okay. Have you tried? Have you tried their ginger snaps?
Those are good.
Those things are great.
They have. Man, I'm trying to think. What were we? Those Scoot and I were really into those chocolate chip cookies. Those little ones.
Those little ones. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Trader Joe's.
they're big fans of Word Balls.
Yeah, let us know. We need to be sponsored. That'd be great.
Yeah, I like these chips they have. I don't know if they have them there. They're called Crunchers brand. They're jalapeno flavored. Those are my chips that I like.
Oh, potato chips?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Have you had all dress chips?
That's Kevin shit right there.
No, son. I haven't had those.
That is the jam, Scoot.
Yeah.
That I have the all dress chips.
There's a tip. Now I got to try something.
Yes,
Canadians know their chips, bro.
Ruffles. They're Ruffles. They're called All Dressed, and they are the loveliest chip you've ever eaten.
Wow.
I don't even like potato chips, but I'll bring them to cons, and everybody will eat them, and they'll be like, these things are amazing. And I'm like, I know. That's why I buy like three bags.
It's like,
I have to bring some to Ann Arbor.
It's like a barbecue chip and like a vinegar. So
salt and vinegar.
Had sex and made a beautiful chip, and that's it. It's perfect.
It's good. What are the ones they give us in Cincinnati?
Grippos, dude.
Grippos? Yeah.
Grippos too. Grippos are good.
The Grippos barbecue are the jam.
They're spicy. It's like a spicy barbecue. Those are good.
Yeah, those things are great. That's Cincinnati has bad chili, good ice cream at UDF, and good chips in the Grippos.
They always give us like a big, because Dave and I go over there with Art Baltazar and All Yeah Comics.
Yeah.
And they always give us like a case of those chips when we leave. Like every year they do when we leave the show. And I think Art asks for them sometimes. He's like, oh, hey, sir, do you have those chips? Then they come by at the end of the show with a big box of those chips.
That's awesome.
It's in our contract that they have to give us Grippos if we don't do it.
It's good to know people, you know?
Dang, you guys have a lot of contracts going on. You have like a contract for comics, a contract for a mediator, a contract for chips. We need to be big time like them.
Well, I mean,
you guys got the podcast, though.
So you can't hide talent, though. That's the problem. Like, you got to keep the talent happy, man. And if the talent ain't happy, then nobody's happy. So they need mediators and chips and all this stuff, or they're just going to be miserable.
I don't think the podcast is comparable. Like, we have five people that listen
regularly. Yeah, but whatever.
And they all know Bobby. So it's like,
I'm a popular guy amongst five
superstar.
People.
I know Kevin now.
Yeah, you know Kevin. Kevin's wonderful. I just hope Ann Arbor is big enough for both of you. Like, are you guys going to room together?
No, because I live.
No, never.
No, I would never. Even when we do Cincinnati show, we stay in separate rooms. Yeah, but
that's for Scoot. I don't care. I just don't want to. Yeah. I scream. I like sleep. It's called sleep screaming. I shriek at night.
Really? That's lovely.
Dave is like a D&D monster. He's like, he'll have snacks. He shrieks at night. He's attacks.
It's called night shrieking. Look it up.
Oh, that reminds me. Last year in Cincinnati, Dave's room, we went there and played. Dave hooked up like a simulator for Nintendo.
Yeah, I had a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah. We played. No,
that's a joke. It's like that's actually what it's called. That's not a joke. That sounds like a joke I would make, but.
But we were playing that, and Dave bought like it was in late September, so Dave bought the Halloween Oreos, the orange.
Yeah.
And we were eating them one night, and I came back up the next night, and I go, hey, where'd those Halloween Oreos go? And he goes, I ate them all. And I thought he was just messing around, as he does. Looked in the garbage, they were all gone.
And then he fell asleep and screamed and woke up the whole hotel.
Me and Alejandro Rosado ate both of those, so it wasn't just...
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Oreos.
To be fair, you can go through a package of Oreos pretty quickly. I mean, you don't really, and that doesn't even consider the broken ones, because a lot of times there are broken ones in there, so you got to eat the broken ones.
You're not even counting the ones he put in his armpit for tomorrow.
like a squirrel.
Now, see, I should have looked.
Now, Dave, what's your favorite kind of Oreo, if you had to pick one?
You know what? Going back to Trader Joe's, they have like a knockoff Oreo, JoJo's.
Okay. All right.
They have like green tea JoJo's.
Wow. They're
very good.
That's very stoner of you.
Yeah, dude. I really love these green tea Trader. Yeah, I hear myself right now and I'm like, God. But no, they're good.
I thought you were going to say birthday cake, but you're like, like it centers my zen, man.
They made like, I don't know if you guys had them, there was like Swedish fish Oreos. It's like, no, dude.
Yeah. That sounds wrong. That sounds like an abomination against nature.
Yeah. Not for me.
Well, I'm a man who loves Swedish fish and Oreos, but the two shall never cross.
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah, that's an unholy alliance if I've ever heard one.
Give them to Scoot, not me.
So if you're into that, just bring him to Scoot at shows.
He might draw you a slice of pizza for
me. I mean, Scoot will draw you anything. I mean, Scoot was drawing me all kinds of stuff. Stuff that I didn't ask for, stuff that I didn't want, stuff that's keeping my daughter up at night because once the dinosaur ate her and Scoot drawing,
he's a sick man. But it was all in that good, fun kid style. Like, Bob didn't even notice at first. I drew Monty and he's standing there next to his bowl. Monty's a dinosaur, obviously. You guys listen to the show, you know Monty, but I drew the little bow next to the bowl.
And a bone. Food dish.
And he's like, and a bone. And he's like, oh, this is so cute. I'm like, yeah, did you notice that? And you're like, no, man, no way. And now you can't not notice it.
Yes, I can't. And it's really great, though. It's a really great drawing. I really love it. But again, it's my daughter being eaten by my creation.
Yeah, isn't there another one where they're like,
metaphor for life, man?
Isn't there another one where Milo's like riding in Monty's mouth?
Yes.
Yeah, they're like running.
Yeah, it was very cute. A lot of good stuff. So what else are you guys doing? So you guys are doing these two, the show in Ann Arbor, and I've heard through the grapevine, that grapevine being Scoot, that there may be more collaborations between the two of you, perhaps? Mm-hmm. Is that okay to say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that contractually obligated to? Okay.
Yeah, we actually have Lion Forge people are outside our house, right outside my apartment right now.
But you guys are going to be working on another book together.
Yeah. So we just finished writing the script. The cool thing about this thing is with Wrapped Up, it was still like a collaborative thing, but it was kind of just like, you know, we came up with funny ideas. But a lot of it was just like stuff I thought of and then Scoot added jokes and all that. But this new thing we're working on is cool because we're writing it together.
That's awesome.
And Scoot's a super good writer. And it kills me to say nice things about Scoot, but
I can see you're dead inside. I can see.
Yeah, no, but Scoot's is a super good writer, and it's cool to work on something that's still very much like, if you like Wrapped Up, you'll like this, but it's still a story that only like we could have done if we collaborated in this specific way.
Yeah,
writing it together, so it's been cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I think what's fun, and I think we talked about this before, Dave, is Dave, when he writes Wrapped Up, he does all this funny stuff in there where he's like, Scoot, here's a page of action, like, don't F this up, and that's what he puts in there. Wow. And then I get to like kind of run free with the page. So now, since we're working together, I can write like a chunk of the story, and I'll just be like, hey, dude, just make this funny, and I just give it to him. So it's kind of like I can give him back a little bit for all those times in Wrapped Up where he let me kind of run free with something. I can do the same thing with this now. I can, like, I have an idea, like, let's have these characters do this or that, but I don't really know how to make it funnier, and I know Dave will just like think of something weird and silly and it'll work. So
that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Now does this thing have a title yet? Can you talk about it at all any more than you have, or is this...
Yeah, it's got a title. I don't think we can talk about it other than it's got it's got characters in it.
That's a good start. It's
got action. It's got more action, right, Dave? We can say that.
So that's another cool thing too, where I mean, there's like action in Wrapped Up, but it's more like comedy based, where it's more about characters and jokes and stuff like that. Whereas this new thing we're working on is cool because we could still do all that, but there's like way more action, and that's been super fun to write something. And also too, like it's funny and there's action, but it's also very like heartfelt. Cool. Which, I mean, I still think Wrapped Up still kind of is, but like dirty to it. But this one is very like, it's like sort of emotional. It's kind of it's a roller coaster, man. Like it's no, but it really is. It's a very cool, sort of different way to work, but it's still very much a Dave and Scoot comic, you know.
Dave and Scoot joint, nice. Yeah.
So you know what that means? When that thing's getting ready to come out, you guys can come on for a third time.
Oh yeah!
And oh my gosh!
You'll be like the Tony Randall of the podcast, because Tony Randall used to go on Conan all the time. He would just show up.
Yeah,
you guys can just be like our Tony Randall.
Yeah,
that would be great.
That'd be great.
It would be cool, yeah. If there's one thing I love is talking about myself, so
I can tell.
That's why you and Bob needed to tag together. Bob loves talking about himself too.
No, it's great.
But Scoot feels my inner darkness. So see, that's what
it's like. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's we're super stoked for it, and it's we love doing Wrapped Up, and we're still going to be doing Wrapped Up. But it's cool to work on something different and kind of just tell a different type of story. I think just helps, like, creatively. I think, not that I was getting bored of with the stuff that I was doing, it's cool just to be able to, like Scoot said, we could do more action, we could do more drama, we could do more situational-based stuff instead of just specific character stuff.
Now, is this going to be an all-ages book as well?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome. Sure. Okay, so...
Yeah.
All right, so Dave, do you only work in the all-ages medium, if you will?
I mean, I've done stuff that's not. That's a lot of stuff I've been working on lately. I mean, I'm still into doing stuff like that, but I would do all ages comics the rest of my life if I want, if I could, because it's still super, satisfying and fun. And I don't know, I always say this, but it's like an honor to write comics for this generation of readers. Cause it's, I don't know, the kids are great and they have super good taste and they can't get enough comics. So it's like cool to be able to contribute to that, you know?
I agree. Oh. I agree with that completely. Yeah. All right, dudes. Well, the trade is out now. Go to your local comic shop and order it. If you're a cheapskate, go to your library and ask your local library to order it, because that's how those things happen. Like, if you want your book, if you want your local library to carry a book, ask them, mm-hmm. and they will order it for you. It's really cool how it works out that way. And you can get your hands on Wrapped Up Volume 1. It's on Amazon. It's all over the place. So do that. Help out Dave and Scoot. Let's keep them together, man.
Yeah, May 1st, it'll be out in bookstores and libraries.
Yeah.
And the cool thing, too, there's that, I told you about this before, Bob, there's an app called Hoopla that's basically a digital, like, reading app, but has, like, comics and stuff. And Wrapped Up's on there, so if your library, ask your local librarian or library staff if they do Hoopla, because Wrapped Up's on there. So if you have a library card, you could just log into this thing and just, like, read Wrapped Up for free. And we still get paid for it because they still pay for the issues and stuff like that. It's just an easier way to, you know, access that. So yeah, we love libraries. We're super stoked to have our books there.
Yeah. That's awesome. If you go to like your local comic shop or wherever and you ask for the book and they make some comment like, no, we don't really carry like too many kids books. I'm not going to name names, but there's been comic shops that have said that to me about some of my stuff. Just message us. Like I'm on. They were both on Twitter. I'm at Scoot Comics, so on Twitter and Instagram, so you can find me there. And Dave, what's your handle on there?
It's just my name at Dave Scheid.
Yeah. So like, just let us know, and we'll send you the book or whatever. We'll, you can buy it from us directly.
You get a posse together and go burn that comic store to the ground.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. Like, why would you? Like, they've said that to me before, and it's like, man, come on. Like, this is the future, these kids' books, you know?
And the thing is, too, it's like, oh, you see all these stories on all the comic websites about how hurt and comic stores are doing. Yeah. If I'm coming to you and saying, hey, man, will you order this book? And like, no, I'm good. I don't need your 10 bucks. You know?
Right.
It's like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Then,
those are the breaks, my friend.
I know. What about...
They say all ages is a harder market, but I think that when... just speaking for us, like when we did the all ages book that we did, we had more fun per se doing that. We were a bit more restrained in our joke capacity, but that's okay. Like for what you're doing, you have to realize that who you're marketing it to. So,
yeah, I love doing all ages books, man. Like Dave was saying, just to see the kids get so amped about something, they're not faking it. Like that's genuine enthusiasm. That is love, and I really dig it, man. Like,
but
I
it's always gonna be a talking animal with you, man.
I mean, that's how my brain works. Like, I can't help it. Too many Looney Tunes comics. What do you want from me?
And DuckTales and all that stuff.
My whole childhood is awesome. Talking animals.
Yeah,
but it's always a talking animal.
Maybe like if my Bobby parents talked.
What if it was a talking chipmunk?
You know, my dad wouldn't talk to me, but fucking Scrooge McDuck would. So. All right, so Dave, Scoot, thank you very much for coming on. You guys are the best. Get your trades now. Wrapped Up, Lion Forge, wonderful guys.
It's a great comic. You guys
great comic.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. This is always super fun talking to you guys.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thanks for having us on.
No, no, no. You guys are awesome.
Oh, man.
Well. Thank you.
Thank you. We were contractually.
was Scoot and Dave from Wrapped Up. That book is from Lion Forge. The trade is in comic shops now. May 1st, it'll be available at libraries and bookstores and all kinds of places. So grab that thing. They're nice boys. They're good guys.
Those guys are so much fun.
Yeah, they really are. Really,
and so's their book, so you should check it out.
Their book is great.
Their book is as great as they are, so check it out.
So that's very cool of them. Very happy for them. And they're working on more stuff together, which is very cool. So it's nice.
And it's nice that we actually got return guests.
Yeah. Like, not going to lie to you. I was kind of shocked about it because I saw Scoot at Gem City in Dayton, Ohio, and him and I were chatting because I like Scoot. He's a good dude. We were chatting, and he was like, so when are we going to come back on the show? And I was like, I was kind of taken aback by it. Like, really? Like, you want to come back?
And you want to come back on the Muppet Show podcast?
He's like, yeah, man. We had a really good time. We want to come back. And I was like, all right, dude. So we set it up, and here they were.
Great.
On Word Bros for a second time. Second time guest.
It's nice to hear nice things from other comic creators about the show because I actually believe them. It sounds terrible to say it that way. I actually believe them. And they're like, oh, people said that was a really fun show. Like, you guys are fun. And I was like, oh, other people say that to me. And I'm like, you're just saying that.
So surprise, surprise.
You're just trying to be nice. Like, I don't believe it. But yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, they're good dudes. And get their book. And they're just cool guys. And again, they are right, man. Like, kids, there's nothing to me more fun than making all ages books. Like, it's just kids get so amped on comics and so amped on what you're doing. It's really awesome. So you can't really replace that. It's a really great feeling.
Yeah, you're right. When kids are stoked on something, like my kid is all into like the Percy Jackson books right now. So he's been reading those and like, he's like, can we watch the movie? And I was like, sure. And I don't want to say the movie's bad, but like for me, I was like, what is going on? And he was like, whoa. And he was telling me everything that happened in the book as we're watching the movie. So I was like, spoilers, I haven't like really watched the movie. It's been on in the background before. I've never really watched it. And so
I don't want to say the movie sucks, but it's pretty.
I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't. It was weird.
You don't have to explain it to me, dude. I'm with you.
The coolest part was the Minotaur, and it's only like 5 minutes. You know, you know how we feel about Minotaurs.
Anytime there's a Minotaur involved, I'm in. That's my
exactly. Opinion. There's a Minotaur in Percy Jackson, but he's only there for like 10 minutes.
What a waste of a Minotaur!
Like he needed to be a bigger part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They need more Minotaurs in Hollywood.
Give it to us.
So
that was this week's episode. Who do we have coming up next week?
Jamie Jones. He's the artist on Five Ghosts.
He was the artist on Five Ghosts. That's a great book if you haven't read Five Ghosts. It's Frank Barbieri. I believe Chris Moonhammy did it for a while. Jamie came in and did the book as well. It's really great. So that might have been something that slid under the radar, but you might want to pick that one up. Five Ghosts is fantastic.
It is.
And Jamie wants to come on and talk about some of the stuff we were talking about with pitching.
With other podcasts, yeah.
Yeah.
He started listening to the show, and he was like, hey, I really want to be on your pod. And I was like, okay, let me talk to Bob. We'll see when we get it set up. Yeah.
So he'll be on next week. So, I mean, we got all kinds of superstar creators coming through here. So that's what we do on Word Bros. So thank you.
And we're working on secret special guests.
Yes, but we don't want to say.
Okay, we won't say.
It's a secret and special, but we got some good stuff coming up. So
it's like McDonald's sauce.
I don't understand.
Special sauce.
Oh, so it's just Thousand Island dressing? That's so good.
That's all it is.
All right. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the show, and we'll be back next week with Jamie Jones. So stay tuned.
And hopefully he won't kill my jokes next week.
I mean, you did it on your own. That was
I probably did. That was bad. That was, my jokes are bad.
No, that one was just a stinker. That's all. They're not all bad.
You know? Just most of them.
Just that one.
You're listening to the Word Bros Podcast, thewordbros.com.